1. Begin transmission.
Don't be ridiculous. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and we all know that that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting in my car. Not anymore. Now I'm getting out of my car. Hooray. Oh, what are we doing today? What is going on? Well, some weird stuff is going on. And I can't really explain it fully, but all you really need to know is here we are, standing in the middle of downtown Irvington. Yes, that's right. We're doing some urban exploration today since we can't go to anywhere. We can't go to the parks. We can't go to OPPD because these places are all closed. And we can't go to the lakes because they're closed. And we can't go to Herrenhaven. It's open, but because everything else is closed, that's where everybody else is also going. And so, we cannot go there. So I am standing right here on whatever street this is, Irvington Road or Irvington Drive, I don't know. Standing right across the street from Urban Slab and Timber. In case you need a slab or a timber, that's where you can get it. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to start walking down the street here. We're walking towards Omaha. And I'm going to cross the extraordinarily busy street here, in Main Street here in downtown Irvington. And I'm now coming to the corner of, what is this, Newport Avenue and Irvington Road. And I'm looking down at the fire department. In fact, I think we better go down there because I have questions. See, I thought they were building a new firehouse on 72nd Street, way north, like shortly before you get to Dutch Hall Road. But then I was talking to some of my friends who live out in that area. And they said, oh no, they're not building a new one. That's going to be the second one. Really? There needs to be two firehouses in Irvington? Well, I suppose it's possible. I don't know what's going on out here. So, let's see. What do we got? Yeah, it looks like this firehouse is still open. This is actually an interesting intersection right here because three streets come together. Fremont Street, Newport Avenue, and 92nd Street, North 92nd Street. All right, so we got one fireman out here washing his car. Not much going on in downtown Irvington today. But then again, not a lot of stuff really happens here. Only the fun stuff. So I'm walking now down around the fire department. Looking pretty good. See, my whole plan was to get this building. If they were, in fact, building a new fire department, you know, obviously this old one would get sold or whatever, and I thought this would be a perfect place for a music venue. And here's why. There's no residences. Well, I take that back. There are houses about 200 meters or less away, but no. This is a perfect place because there's lots, all of this is empty at night, and there's tons and tons and tons of parking, and it's a big space, and you could get a lot of people in there. It would be the greatest music venue in town, and that would be cool. So now I'm sort of walking along this back alley that is, I don't know, is this even really officially a street? And there's an old fire truck parked behind this building. Like one from the 40s. Huh. Well, now I know where to get an old fire truck. Should I need one? Alright, now here's one of the things that we came to look at here today. Nobody's paying any attention to me. That's fine. I'm just standing by this telephone pole, not doing anything, just enjoying the weather. And now I'm walking away from the telephone pole. Nothing suspicious is going on back here at all. As I walk behind the Italian restaurant, Mangia Italiana. Food here is pretty good, actually. I do like the pizza here. I haven't been here in a while, though. But we just need to walk across the parking lot here. Oh, weird, huh. There's another telephone pole here. There's a thing on it. Weird. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So. What does it all mean, Tobe? Well, it means that we'll probably have to come back here sometime at night. Oh, there might be a butt set involved. There might be... might require the dialing of an ANAC. Who knows? Nobody knows. It's all just a very mysterious things going on here. So what we're going to do is continue walking down this little alley until we get to this little area right here, in which we will cut through this little bit of yard. Or it's not a lawn, it's not somebody's lawn, there's just some grass here. It's lovely. And boom, we are back up on Main Street. Downtown Irvington, with big trucks driving through. That's pretty fun. All right, so the next thing we need to do is like walk in this direction, sort of back the way we came. And we need to go over we need to go over there by that stuff over there. So, now we're walking down Main Street. Geez, I haven't been here in so long that they've remodeled the front of this building. It looks pretty cool. And now we're walking by the front of Mangia Italiana. Takeout orders only. Only two guests in the store at once. Current hours, disease, pandemic. Hey, and they frosted those windows. That's nice. That's one of the places I like to sit when I'm in there. It's right in there. Watch all the action going down in downtown Irvington. Yeah. Action packed, my friends. All right. So, as we continue on, that means we are now walking by the very suspicious trailer. There's a very small, old, probably 60s vintage trailer sitting right out here. It's got some antennas on it. You may be able to hear a dog barking. And a truck drives by. That dog you just heard barking was in Randy's CB. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that one of my favorite stores in Irvington is Randy's CB Center, CB Radios Sales and Service. Randy's in there right now with his dog. And I mentioned we walked by the suspicious trailer. Yeah, there's this trailer. It's very small. It's parked next to Randy's CB, and there's, suspicious wires leading from to and from it. And there's an antenna on the trailer. That's unusual, because that trailer hasn't moved in forever. Nothing suspicious is going down here at all. No, nothing. There's nothing to be suspicious about. No. All right. Right, so now that we have seen everything that I think we need to have seen, we are golden, unless we want to check some stuff. No. No, we got to get out of here. Okay, we are good. My leg is starting to act up a little bit. But what to do?
The Autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation,
okay,
is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power.
We
got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. It's ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny.
That's
ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
4 in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Radio Moscow.
4 time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
No, sir.
Friday.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Huh? 11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect, you know. It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect, you know.
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect, you know.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's There's two things he'll talk about. One's politics, and the other one's religion.
You meant
they can. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the. Just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Here it comes.
Wait. Let me just adjust that really quick. Hold on.
When you're talking about whether it's convenient for you,
I'm
talking
about is the filter on? Turn the damn filter off. Hello, first of all. Wait. Is it? Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
You guys are listening to everything.
Bugs are there for your protection.
I know.
You either have no ability to use this for any purpose whatsoever, either for free or for money. You want to test me in the courts? If we did not buy ownership, we bought exclusivity. And if you want to try and check me out, and you go ahead and try and do something with it, and I'm going to sue your ass. You can never use it without our permission.
Maybe he's right.
So I sent you the check. I own it or I control it. You can never use it for anything without my permission. And if you want to challenge me, we'll go to court tomorrow and I'll prove you wrong. And you want to find out? Let's go.
Maybe he's wrong.
I'm telling you the facts of law and the facts of reality here. The reality is I gave you money, I own it or I control it. If you want to try and do something with it, I'm going to sue you. You never use it for any purpose again or I will sue you.
Maybe he's right.
I own the copyright.
Get a fucking lawyer. Go get a lawyer right now. Let's have it out. I am not going to piss around with you about this. You can't use it without my permission for anything forever. Got it? Get a lawyer, because you're going to need one.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me.
I'm going to sue your ass.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff.
I own it.
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
Find out?
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has everything.
You can never use it without our permission.
Look at this trove.
I own it.
Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold?
I'm telling you.
Looking around here, you think.
I own it.
Sure.
I control it.
She's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
You want to challenge me?
I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs?
Yeah,
I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
I'm gonna be copied.
Gimme.
I'm not gonna.
I need some more. Gimme. Don't ask what for.
Around with you about this.
Gimme.
For anything.
I need some more. Gimme.
For anything.
Don't ask what for. Gimme.
Gimme!
Don't ask what for!
Got it!
Gimme!
lack of modernism and all this international law to make profit out of his own
I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear about my own generosity towards humankind or kitty kind or all the other kinds, because we already knew that. And why is this still not going? Oh, wait, here we go. This is getting weird in here today.
Would a man living in Los Angeles understand what a seagull is? Do we know about the ants there in the grass? Would the ants in the grass understand what the man's vulva is? Do they know you can buy Pepsi in aluminum or glass?
For this commercial, the look, the style, and the music is everything. Lighting should be dramatic, but not shadowy. Location should be beautiful, but not weird. Clothing should be contemporary, but not punk. Casting should be characterizations, but not to the point of poodles. In other words, we can go out of the ordinary, but we can't live there.
Would advertising executive understand where the homeless live? We know about the bubbles in his glass. Would the bubbles in his glass understand what the man's golf cart is? Do they know you can buy frozen underneath an overpass?
Every object, prop, and piece of clothing should complement each other. The photographic approach should be fresh, alive, and inspiring. Contemporary is a good word here. Like the 501 jean ads, like the Levi Cord Knight ads, like the Honda scooter ads.
Heightened reality for us.
When we're back to back.
Heightened reality vignettes.
Heightened reality.
That all exist in the examples I've just described.
Would a man living in Los Angeles understand what a seagull is? Do we know about the ants there in the grass?
These Pepsi ads.
Would the ants in the grass understand what the man's vulva is?
These Pepsi ads. Should not look too urban, too ethnic, too new wave, or too anything. I know this may sound confusing, but I think it's better to know now than to argue on the set about it later.
Good luck,
everyone.
Good luck, everyone.
Would a man living in Los Angeles?
Good luck, everyone.
Would a man living in Los Angeles?
Good luck.
Los Angeles.
Everyone.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but that seems like good advice to me. Good advice that everybody needs to follow in these times of pandemia. We're living in pandemic times, and that requires pandemic actions from everyone according to their abilities, and to everyone according to their needs.
With today's Arts Review.
Good hello, everyone. Well, I'm sure you know by now what this week's discussion is about. You've all heard the news by now. The biggest art-related crossover story I've ever confronted in all my years of interpreting aesthetic ambiguities for our relatively unschooled public. And, of course, the impact of this will dent many aspects of life outside the arts, if there are any. I assume you've all gotten the basic story by now, but perhaps I can supplement the headlines with some details you may be unaware of. Let's start at the beginning. 3 days ago, the Optical Institute and Shade Company of Mindanao announced the discovery of a new primary color. Now, for those who never had any interest in colors and never took the time to study a color wheel, perhaps some background should be sketched out here in order to properly frame the subject. A standard color wheel depicts a hierarchical breakdown of all the hues in the universe as we know it. Or rather, as we knew it. A color wheel is divided into what are called primary, secondary, and tertiary colors. Now, up to this point in time, there have been only three primary colors: red, blue, and yellow, the basic building blocks of every rainbow. All other hues are made from combinations of these primaries. The secondary color green is formed from a mix of the primaries blue and yellow, for example. Violet from red and blue, and so on. But now, a fourth, never-before-seen primary color has been discovered. The new color has already been named by its discoverer, Dr. Woyan Squant. With a distinctly questionable view of posterity, he has named the fourth primary color Squant. And that has become the very first controversy to taint this shocking discovery. Several international appeals were immediately filed by some of the world's leading authorities on color, disputing the right of Dr. Squant to name this new color after himself. They pleaded for a different naming procedure, perhaps a radio contest. No. Put down your phones. It turns out the Divine Spectrum Institute in Naples, the world's supreme arbiter in all questions of color, has ruled that since no new primary color has ever been discovered before in all of human history, there was no precedent for naming procedures, and therefore, Dr. Squant was free to establish that precedent. And that, of course, means that any future primary color discoveries will probably bear the name of their discoverers. Now, a little more about the color Squant itself. Now, I must admit, I have not actually seen the color in color myself. So far, there have been only black and white photos of the color in the Mindanao newspapers, which, unfortunately, are not quite up to the standards of USA Today. But, in fact, USA Today is unable to print the color of Squant until a supply of Squant ink is produced. Now, in the gray register, Squant appears to look very much like a light cerulean blue or perhaps a mid-range oxide green. But, of course, it isn't. It is reported by those who have seen it that Squant is a very unusual-looking color, but that goes without saying. Like all primary colors, it is extremely difficult to describe in terms of comparison. It's not really anything like red or blue or yellow. No, like its better-known two brothers and sister of the primary family, Squant must be visually experienced to be known. Dr. Squant has already carried out an impressive array of mixing tests with Squant and other colors. The results of mixing Squant with the other primaries have already produced what Dr. Squant is calling Squid, Squoo, and Squello. Oh dear, this naming thing is most distressing. However, in a most interesting sidelight, pure Squant has also proven to be the only...
Well, I hate to interrupt you here, Crosley, but as much as I want to hear more all about Squant and get some Squant-colored clothing, I gotta say that we're done. You've been listening to The Dubious Squant Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC with Crosley, Bendix, and myself. My name is Tobe, and it's time for me to get out of here. Squant.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.